CBA Mobile.
You off to this morning, WU2T Mobile.
Well, Mr. Rusty, I am, actually, I guess I'm headed back home. I was meeting a buddy of mine for breakfast, and, he, overslept. So, had breakfast by myself. And, we hadn't seen each other in a good while, and, we had a lot of catching up to do, so. Anyway, it was a little disappointing, but, we'll get back together and, or get together and, catch up. But, I'm just cruising around the streets of downtown Greenville. What are you doing?
Well, I'm on my way up to Highway 26. I'm headed up to Landrum. Guy and I and my chorus are meeting this lady that's helping us put together a booklet that we're using for fundraising. So we're meeting this morning up there at the library. Good convenient place between the two cities, about equidistant. So, and we can get a quiet room and work for about a couple hours and then go find a place in Landrum to have some lunch.
That sounds like a plan. Well, I might make a stop or two. I was trying to find a pair of black blue jeans, and I bought this pair, and I put them on, and they were the right size, but they were real baggy. So I took them back, and the lady goes, "Well, see, it says right on here, relaxed fit." And I said, so I don't want the relaxed fit. She said, no, that's why they were baggy on you. So I got to go, and they didn't have my size, so naturally. So I got to go somewhere else.
You go to Walmart, one of the Walmarts. They'll have your size and color and everything else that you want.
You're funny. That's where I was.
If that one store doesn't have what you're looking for, go to another one. They've got more than one around.
Again, you're funny. I know that. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do. The good thing about Greenville, we have more than one Walmart, and I'll check them out and see what's going on. Well, that guy just cut me off. What he doesn't know is I could just cut him right back off, but I'm not that kind of driver.
I'm out here on 26, and I had a very nice trucker let me get move from behind one truck that was going real slow and get in front of him and move up the hill because we were starting up a hill, and I've got a little bit more going than he does. So anyway, and it's misty rain out here. It's going to be kind of a miserable morning and day is what it's like. Glad I got my antenna work done yesterday.
Making sure I had the repeater. I bet you are glad you got it done yesterday, because if the system comes in like they say it is and doesn't fall apart, we're going to get some rain. And so I can say bye-bye to the tennis courts till probably Friday or Saturday. If then, they're going to look like lakes by the time all this rain gets in and out of here.
It is. Yeah, it is. And, of course, I'm going to lose this repeater unless they've done some more work on it when I get up here just a little bit further, because I get into this dead zone as I get closer to Landrum up here.
Well, you're sounding good so far. I guess the last time I was on that stretch of 26, I was probably on two wheels.
Yeah, and I came up through here the other day going up to try on Monday because I had to drop off the new tubes and the new resistors for my amp repair. And And let's see, I wonder if this road is actually going to be closed. The right lane is actually going to be closed down here today, and they're going to be working on this bridge. They've got a bridge that's over the lake over here, Lake Bowen up here. And yesterday, or Monday, they were digging up the concrete. Chopping up the concrete. Looks like they're getting ready to do some repairs on it or something. So they say right lane closed 1/2 mile. I guess I'll find out shortly.
Yes, as you'll find out in about 1/2 mile. Well, I tell you, the Church Street Bridge is awful. They need to start working on it. You know, just close one lane. You know, not during rush hour, but, and, you know, just start laying down concrete or asphalt, whatever they're going to do. It's a concrete bridge right now. It's been up. That surface has been there forever. I mean, it's held up very well, but they've been patching it with asphalt, and it's just a... it's like going through an obstacle course or something.
Well, they're out here working in the misty rain here today. They got their jackhammers out there, and looks like they got it down through the level of the concrete down to where the rebar is down there, and working on putting some more of that in, I guess, and so they can pour some more concrete over the top of it, you know?
Yep. The rebar, what an invention there. Somebody, or an idea, somebody had a reinforced concrete. That was a good one. And, I tell you, I'd rather drive on concrete, but, most of the time, if it's done right, it's as smooth as asphalt, and it lasts a lot longer. But, anyway, that's just my opinion, and that, and probably $1 gets you a cup of coffee at McDonald's.
Probably. Well, I like the fact that concrete is smoother where the concrete is, but what I hate is in concrete roads where there's a lot of where it's concrete, they've got to put those expansion joints in about every 20 feet. And you get going down a road, and you get the thump, 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 thump up. If you're going pretty fast down a road, there's got a lot of those. So anyway, well, I'm about to come up on exit 5, the Campobello exit up here, and see how this is going to hold up beyond this point, because it's up above, between here and Landrum is where I usually lose the repeater, but we'll see. And the mist is getting heavier, of course, and the cloud cover is coming down tight to the road, and, you know, it's going to be a yucky day all over, as they say.
Well, it's not going to be one of our best days, as far as weather is concerned. And I met a guy for breakfast. I thought I was running late, and I'm in my Mustang, and you know, 420 horsepower to the rear tires, and wet roads don't mix too well, so you can't get in a hurry. The back end just breaks loose, and if you're not going straight down the road, you're going to be going sideways. and then you got to get out of the gas pedal and counter steer to catch up.
Yeah, that's what kept me from getting on the road last Friday when we had that snow down around here. I saw it just in the space of going from my driveway up to the corner, a distance of about 2 miles, where I was going to put gas in the car before I got on the road to get up on 26. I saw 3 cars pulling slip slides around. I said, nope, I think I'll just head back to the house, and that way I can watch the idiots get out here and read about them in the news and hear about them on the reports, you know. I wasn't going to get out in it. I can drive and that stuff. I know how to drive in it. I'm careful with what I do, and I kind of keep an eye on it. But you can only watch so many other people on the road when you're out here that, you know, it gets to the point where all you're doing is twisting your head from side to side to watch everybody, and therefore you're not concentrating like you're supposed to. So that's what I'm doing, is, and all, today is not so bad. The road is a damp, but so far I haven't seen anybody try to jump on anything to slide out here this morning. W2T Mobile.
Yeah, I know law enforcement hates to see rainy days because they know they're going to be working on more traffic accidents than normal. And well, I forgot what I was going to say. I'll say this, KB4CBA, and turn it back over to you.
All right, well, I'm going to sign with you because I'm starting to get everything's getting scratchy sounding up here, and I'm about ready to get off up here. I'm just about a half mile, a little over a mile from my exit up here, and then I'm going to be wandering around in downtown Landrum. Talk to you later. Have a good one. KB4CBA, W2T73.
All right, well, you have a good day, Rusty, and good to talk to you, and we will talk with you later, I'm sure. So have a good one. 73 W2T KB4CBA Mobile, clear.
KB4CBA, KN4VWA.
KN4VWA, KB4CBA Mobile. So what are you doing, Mr. Wilder?
Oh, I've got to go to Easley. Doesn't that sound like so much fun?
Well, at least the traffic's thinning out. I was meeting a guy at Eggs Up Grill on Augusta at the West End, and that's at 8 o'clock, so I was having to fight all that traffic. I left the house about 7:30, and it was not fun. Of course, now, if you're going to be coming down Wade Hampton, I'm looking at a sea of cars coming westbound, so eastbound's pretty clear.
KB4CBA, K4VWA, I got to drop out for a minute. I got a call coming in. Be right back.
Right here.
CQK4AAE.
Yeah, run that call by me again, KB4CBA. I had the music turned up. It's not KB4CBA Mobile.
This is K4AAE.
K4, is that Alpha Echo?
Correct. Over.
Okay, well, this is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, name here is David. I'm eastbound on Wade Hampton Boulevard between Taylor's and Greer.
KB4CBA, this is K4AAE. This is Richard in Asheville. I just wanted to check and see how good my signal was coming into that Greenville repeater. Over.
You're very solid into the repeater. There might be a teeny bit of white noise, but it could be on my end too. And I'm mobile, so I have, you know, the noise from going down the road too. So it's kind of hard to tell, but you're definitely solid in the repeater and 100% copy.
Okay, I appreciate that. I listen to you guys all the time on that repeater, and, you know, very seldom I know anybody, so I don't, you know, talk on it. But I appreciate you coming back to me. So KB4CBA, this is K4AAE, clear.
Okay, and tell me your name.
The name is Richard Brown. I'm in downtown Asheville. Over.
You have my sympathy, Richard, if you're in downtown Asheville. I'm kidding. I used to, years ago, I was at Mars Hill, and as a student, and I actually sang at Trinity Episcopal. I was a, what do you call it? I was a paid soloist, and that's the way, that was my spending money for college.
That sounds really interesting. You know, downtown Asheville, if you're driving and it's one thing, but it's, I've got a place down here, so it's, everything's walking distance for me. So right down in the middle of what's happening up here now. Over.
Well, that's great. Yeah, I mean, once you learn the streets and all, it's not that bad. I enjoyed that area, and we were always coming to Asheville from school for one thing or another, and it only took about 20 minutes at that time. It was 1923, I think it's 26 now, but and it's a lot more crowded, boy, I tell you. Last time I got on there, I said, where are all these cars? Where did all these cars come from? Because when I was up there in the 70s, late 70s, it was, there was hardly a car on 1923. It was like a ghost town. But, anyway. And the neat thing was it could be raining in Asheville, and then you get up to Port Mars Hill and it'd be snowing.
Yeah, if you were up here in the 70s, I moved here in 73, and it was pretty sleepy at that time, but it's dramatically different now. It's some good with that and some not so good, but it's definitely changed. Over.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's definitely changed, and Asheville's a unique city. It's very artsy and just very unique, you know, so they definitely have their own little signature, and that draws in a particular group of people, and of course, I mean, they have a pretty diverse population, but the artsy part of it does draw in a certain you know, group of folks, and us artsy people, I include myself because I'm a musician. We can be rather strange. I have a strange sense of humor.
Yes, you perfectly described Asheville. There's some characters up here, and it's been a few years ago, but one of the proudest moments is when one of these state congressmen somewhere down, I don't know, somewhere south of here, he referred to Asheville as the cesspool of sin. And everyone's been proud, well, not everyone, but the offbeat crowd's been proud of that ever since.
Oh, oh my goodness gracious. That poor guy needs a look in the mirror. So anyway, that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, I guess we better leave that one alone. But enjoyed talking with you. So KB4CBA, this is K4AAE, clear, 73.
Alright, well, enjoy the queso, and don't be shy, just jump in, you're just talking, you know, just throw your call out there and jump in the conversation, and you know, we're a friendly group for the most part, and we might give you a hard time, but we'll just be messing with you, and but anyway, good to talk with you, and let's see if K4AAE, I believe it is. This is KB4CBA Mobile, and I'll be clear with you, 73s.
KB4CBA, KN4BWA, I'm back.
Well, I knew I wouldn't get ready long. So, where are you now?
I'm just about down to Wade Hampton, and I'm going to take Wade Hampton 29 out to Easley. I just hate getting on 85. You know, I just as soon take a beating as get on that interstate, man. Interstates anywhere, including Atlanta, I don't mind. You know, it's just crowded. But 85, meh.
Now that I got the Mustang, I like driving to Atlanta. It's a challenge. Throw that thing down in about third, fourth gear and just have me a good old time. I'm switching lanes like crazy. And, of course, that draws a lot of attention to yourself. If you know what I mean. The law enforcement, that's what they look for. So you have to be careful.
When's the last time you had a ticket, Dave?
Probably about 4 years ago. 4, 5, 6, 7. Probably about 7 years ago.
Well, you guys were talking about my driving yesterday. Do you know that I have not had, and knock on wood, you know, I try to behave myself, but I have not had a ticket in 15 years.
Well, that's good. Well, I mean, you know, if you drive close to the speed limit and drive in such a way that doesn't draw attention to yourself, you know, you pretty much be left alone. My last ticket, I was working at John Finger Mazda driving from Traverse Rest to the Motor Mile, which takes about 35 minutes, and it was like 7 o'clock in the morning. There wasn't a whole lot of people on the road, but I was going 10 over the speed limit, and pushed my signal indicator up, but I guess I didn't push it up far enough. I don't ever push it up all the way to make it click when I'm just changing lanes. And anyway, so he said I didn't signal when I changed lanes, and he called that an illegal lane change. So he came back with a ticket for $180-something, and he said I'm not even going to charge you for the speeding ticket. I was afraid to ask him what that would have cost.
He collected his fees. You know, that's all he was wanting. And I'll tell you something else, too. After Johnny Mac Brown left Greenville County went right straight down. The morale up there, and it just, they had the us and them mentality, you know. Us being the high and mighty sheriff's department, them being you and me. And this guy pulled me over, and, you know, I had the same thing. It was over there by the clock coming off of Wade Hampton on to Pleasantburg. And he said I did not give my signal. Well, I said, well, yes, I did. And I turned my signal on. I said, there it is. And he went to the back of the Jeep, and the daggone light was out. And, you know, he still had the gall to charge me for that very same thing. So I took it up to the judge, and I said, Judge, ask the man. I turned on my turn signal. The bulb was out. I didn't know the bulb was out. You know, the judge threw it out.
Well, good for him. That rarely happens. They usually side with the officer and give you a reduced fine. That's, I went and got mine reduced. He knocked off $85, so I was happy. Well, guess where I'm sitting? I'm sitting in front of the muffler shop you was talking about. So I'm going to go in and see what I can get done here.
Really? Well, are you sure you want to use that place now since I recommended it?
I'm going to talk to them about it. I didn't say I was going to let them do it.